Next item on the agenda is item nine, report from non-voting member agencies. I don't plan to go down the list of all of you, but if any of you have any things you would like to bring to our attention, could you let us know?
Hi, everyone. This is Brooke Bequatis from the Texas General Land Office. I just wanted to give y'all a quick update on the GLO's combined river basin flood studies. We are currently gathering information and conducting community outreach. And for jurisdictions that are within our river basin flood study efforts, we have contacted all of the county judges with a survey asking for input from them regarding study efforts. That's all I have. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you so much for being here today.
Of course.
What additional non-voting members agencies do we have as far as comments go today?
This is Mike Turco with the Fort Bend Subsidence District.
Hi, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having us. I just wanted to quickly point out to the group that we have recently put out our annual groundwater report, which includes subsidence data in Fort Bend County and the surrounding areas that we collect on an annual basis. That information is available out there. And we are also just in the midst of a regulatory plan review. And that regulatory plan basically sets out the game plan to prevent subsidence in the future. And that part of that review includes population projections, water demand projections, and then run scenarios based on all those things for groundwater use and predicted subsidence in the future. So that'll be completed in 2023. Just want to make everybody on the call aware that that's going on. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me.
Thank you, Mike.
You bet.
What additional comments do we have today?
Good morning. This is Landon Erickson from the Corps. Just a real quick update. We have been putting together presentations to support the team. One of those presentations is related to something that's already been touched on, but core dam operations. That's something that we're putting together. Another one is modeling uncertainty or flood risk uncertainty and USACE products that are developed. We have one more for the USACE planning process, and then another for USACE coastal modeling. So those are being developed, and if there's an interest by the group or by HAF, we can get those on the agenda for one of the upcoming presentations.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I do know that there's some confusion or lack of knowledge sometimes when it comes to reservoir allocations, and so we certainly appreciate the opportunity to be educated a bit when it comes to the operation of core reservoirs. Who else do we have today?
Steve Bednar is with the Texas Soil and Water Board.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just tell you a little bit about myself. I'm the manager of the flood control program here at the State Soil and Water Board. This program assists local units of government who are sponsors of about 2,000 flood control dams built by USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service. Very important dams. We don't build very many of them anymore, and so we need to take care of the ones we have. But our program provides financial and technical assistance to those local sponsors for maintenance, repair, upgrading high hazard dams to meet safety criteria, and matching using state funds to match federal funds on federal rehabilitation projects on high hazard dams. So that's kind of what we do. And I just thought I would bring the group up to date about that.
Thank you, Steve. I do appreciate it. Who else do we have today? Well, very good. I do appreciate all of the reports from the non-voting member agencies.